In Carlsbad, New Mexico, a distressing call echoes through the quiet night. Robert Early's voice trembles as he tells the operator that his girlfriend, Emily Lambert, is missing. Just hours earlier, they had been enjoying a weekend getaway, a break from their everyday lives. Emily, a dedicated elementary school teacher and single mother, had traveled from Bedford, Texas, looking for a chance to unwind. Her parents, Donna and Stephen Koenig, had hoped this trip would provide Emily with the rejuvenation she needed. The evening had started well, with laughter and drinks flowing. But as night fell, tensions arose. Robert explains that Emily had been approached by other men at the bar. What began as a fun night quickly spiraled into an argument. In a fit of anger, Emily stormed out, leaving behind her belongings, including her phone. Detectives Scott Naylor and Blaine Rennie received the missing persons report, noting the rarity of such cases involving adults. Robert sits with the detectives, recounting the events leading up to Emily's disappearance. He shares the details of their day, describing drinks and flirtations. His account reveals Emily's insecurities and need for attention, suggesting these factors contributed to their fight. He admits feeling hurt when she mentioned leaving with someone else, but his concern for her safety seems secondary. As Robert talks, his emotions swirl. He recalls pacing the hotel room, repeatedly calling her phone, growing increasingly frantic. Despite his frustration, he struggles to believe that Emily would leave without a word, especially with all her things still in the room. The detectives listen carefully, noting the inconsistencies in Robert's story. The more he talks, the more questions arise about his reliability and the nature of their relationship. Emily's fate remains a mystery, intensifying the tension in the room. With each passing moment, the stakes grow higher. What happened to Emily Lambert during that fateful night? The investigation has only just begun, and the answers may not be what anyone expects. The complexities of love, insecurity, and alcohol hang heavily in the air, setting the stage for a deeper inquiry into the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. Detectives Naylor and Rennie begin their investigation by interviewing the hotel staff. Front desk personnel confirm that Emily and Robert had checked in together. They recall seeing Emily in good spirits that evening, laughing and chatting with other guests. Yet, as the night wore on, the atmosphere shifted. The detectives speak to the bartender, who remembers serving the couple. He mentions that Emily had been approached by a group of men. According to him, she handled the attention well at first, but things escalated when Robert joined in. His jealousy became apparent. The bartender recalls an argument erupting, with Robert raising his voice. Emily's demeanor changed, and she seemed upset. "Did you see her leave?" Detective Naylor asks. The bartender shakes his head. "Not for sure. Just that she walked out fast, like she wanted to get away." Meanwhile, Robert sits in the hotel lobby, anxiously tapping his foot. The detectives return to find him staring at his phone, hoping for a sign from Emily. He looks up as they approach, his face a mix of hope and dread. "Any news?" he asks, the worry evident in his voice. They shake their heads. "We're still gathering details," Detective Rennie says. The detectives press Robert for more information. They ask about Emily's life in Bedford. With a sigh, Robert describes her as devoted, always prioritizing her daughter. But there's an undertone of resentment in his voice. "She works hard," he states, "but sometimes it just feels like she's missing something." The detectives nod, noting the complexities in Robert's feelings. They sense a deeper rift in their relationship than he admits. As they dig deeper, Robert recalls their earlier conversations about trust. "She always mentioned how guys noticed her," he says, "but she never acted on it. At least, that's what I thought." Back at the hotel, Detective Naylor adjusts their approach. They ask Robert to share details again, looking for discrepancies. The longer he talks, the more contradictions emerge. He mentions a friend who had supposedly joined them, but when pressed, he struggles to recall the friend's name or any specifics. As hours pass, a sense of urgency fills the air. Emily's parents, Donna and Stephen, arrive in Carlsbad. They are anxious, desperate for news about their daughter. The detectives update them, emphasizing the need for a thorough investigation. "What kind of person would just leave?" Stephen asks, his voice wavering. Donna clutches her phone tightly, her eyes filled with tears. They share a deep bond with Emily, and her absence weighs heavily on their hearts. The night drags on, and the detectives know they need to act fast. They begin formulating a plan. What clues lie hidden? Could someone have seen more? As the pieces of the night flicker into focus, the questions only multiply. What truly happened to Emily Lambert, and where is she now? As the investigation moves into its second day, Detectives Naylor and Rennie comb through every detail. They take a closer look at the surveillance footage from the hotel and surrounding areas. They focus on the timestamps, tracing Emily's movements after she left the bar. The footage reveals a figure matching Emily's description, walking quickly away from the hotel, her silhouette illuminated by the streetlights. Where did she go? Naylor wonders aloud. Rennie can't shake the feeling that something more sinister is at play. They request a list of local businesses and establishments to canvass for additional footage or possible sightings. Meanwhile, Robert is still in the hotel, visibly shaken. He paces back and forth, the weight of guilt pressing down. He meets with Emily's parents, who are now frantic with worry. Donna's voice trembles as she pleads with him for answers. Robert can only offer vague reassurances. The tension between them is palpable. Emily wouldn't just disappear, Stephen says, his eyes narrowing. Robert shifts, the stress evident on his face. I know, he replies, but uncertainty creeps into his voice. That afternoon, the detectives receive a report from a local shopkeeper. She remembers seeing a woman matching Emily's description being escorted away by a man. The shopkeeper noted the urgency in the woman's movements. It looked like she wanted to get away, she recalls, her brow furrowing in concern. The detectives quickly put together a plan. They compile a sketch based on the shopkeeper's description of the man. As they distribute the image throughout the area, they feel a slight surge of hope. Someone might have seen something. Back at the hotel, Robert receives a call from one of the detectives. We might have a lead, Naylor says. Robert's heart races. What do you mean? The detectives arrange a meeting with Robert in a nearby park, where they share the lead. Robert's face pales as he listens. The implications of the sighting sink in. Could Emily have been abducted? As they interview potential witnesses, a local resident comes forward. I saw a woman arguing with a man near the old diner, he explains. She seemed scared. The detectives work quickly, connecting the dots. They return to the hotel and collect Robert for questioning again. You need to be honest, Rennie stresses. The mounting evidence and a growing sense of urgency weigh on Robert. His demeanor shifts. The bravado from the night of the fight has faded. When the detectives confront him about the man in the sketch, Robert's facade breaks. I didn't want to believe it, he admits, his voice shaking. I should have protected her. Days later, a breakthrough comes. The man from the sketch is linked to a history of troubling behavior. The detectives secure a warrant and apprehend him, leading to a confession. Emily's whereabouts are revealed. She had been taken but managed to escape, seeking help from a nearby residence. In the aftermath, emotional relief washes over Emily's family. They reunite with her, tears streaming as they embrace. Emily's strength and resilience shine through, showcasing her determination to return home. Robert, grappling with his role in the events, lays bare his regrets. Though the case has had an extreme impact on all involved, it serves as a crucial lesson on trust, love, and the importance of communication. As life begins to return to normal in Carlsbad, Emily's story reminds everyone of the thin line between safety and danger, and the lasting effects of a single night gone wrong.